Welcome to week three of Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Jim Field, along with Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. Tim, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. You know, we got a tough game, travel on the road again this week over to Winterset. You know, we have two 0-1 teams. 0-2 teams, you know, stepping on the field tonight. And I think both coaches, both teams feel like they have more talent than that. You know, I think both looking at film for Winterset and obviously our games, you know, we've had some opportunities that we just haven't capitalized. And I think Winterset's in the same boat. So I think both teams are better than 0-2 teams. You know, they have, you know, Winterset has more talent than an 0-2 team. They've lost, you know, a couple close games. And, you know, and we've just found a way to, you know, to let a couple games just get away from us, that we're just hurting ourselves. Too many mistakes, you know, made by, you know, us. And it's more, you know, cleaning up our mistakes. And so hopefully, you know, we're really get attention to detail and come out tonight and play a cleaner ball game.
Well, I hate to do this to you, Coach, but let's turn the clock back a week and take a look at last week's football game, a 30-13 loss to Kemper Catholic. And on the surface, folks might just take a look at the score only and think, oh, well, the game wasn't really close. But, boy, they would be so wrong.
Yeah, you know, Jim, it was one of those games. Kemper came out, they took the ball, and they marched it right down our throat. And, you know, they had a nice opening drive. You know, we did have they had a 4th-and-4 play where we broke a coverage and the kid picked up a nice catch and a first down. But other than that opening drive, Kemper really came out to play and they had us on our heels. And, you know, that's something, again, kind of a flashback to last season where we had a slow start, kind of waiting instead of being aggressive. So hopefully we learn our lesson from that. So Kemper went right down the field, punched it in, got a touchdown. You know, coming back on the other side of the ball that first half, offensively, we just couldn't get any rhythm, any consistency. You know, it was a wet game, but that's no excuse. You know, we still have to be able to run our, you know, our playbook, and we weren't able to do that. You know, we didn't have a first down there in that first half till late in the half. And anytime you're putting all that stress on your defense, you're losing field position. It was just, you know, one of those, you know, first halves. It was probably out of our first eight quarters we've played, that first quarter was ugly, and the second quarter wasn't much better. But, you know, 7-0, you know, Kemper was ahead. Our defense kind of hung around after that opening drive, started playing a little bit better. And then with a minute to go, Kemper had a 3rd-and-7. You know, and their tailback ran a sweep, and we had him corralled pretty well, and he cut it all the way back against the grain and broke containment on us, another blown assignment. Else we have a punt there, and you know, and he goes 63 yards down to the 2-yard line, you know, with a minute to go in the half, and they punch that in to take a 14-0 lead at half. So you know, the opening drive, obviously, you know, we have to come out ready to play, and then we can't give up big plays. You know, we've got to do our job. So 14-0 at half, through a rainstorm. You know, we talked to the kids at half. We played our worst half of football, and we were lucky we were only down 14-0. But we thought second half we came out with a little more fire and got back in the game.
Well, that's second half drive. We talked about it at halftime, how important we thought that drive would be to at least establish something. Even if you don't score, turn the field position around. But 7 minutes and 27 seconds worth of drive, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, when, like I said, we have some talent, and when we play well and we do our job, you know, we're able to move the ball. And on the other side, defense, we're able to get some stops. But, yeah, that opening drive second half, you know, we talked to the kids at halftime that we had to come out, set the tone second half. If we go down and score, it's a brand new ball game, and it was a big drive for us, and the kids responded. And so we were proud of the way we moved the ball that opening drive. Kemper came back and got a field goal. You know, they kind of got into our territory pretty deep, but then we kind of stiffened up, held them to a field goal. You know, so we're only down 17-7 at that time. And you know, we come right back, you know, march it back down the field, and we get another score. So it's a brand new ball game, you know, a 17-13 game, you know, and our kids are fired up. Our defense is playing pretty well. We got momentum on our side. We make another stop, and you know, with 5 minutes to go, we're marching. We get to about 3 first downs, and we have first down from in Kemper's territory on their 39-yard line, and you know, just have a turnover and, you know, an unfortunate play. Our kids trying to probably press too much and make something happen, and You know, Kemper scoops up a fumble and they take it, you know, 60 yards for a score. And that really kind of turned the lights out on the game. So, but again, we saw some good things second half. We liked our resiliency coming back. It's just cleaning up our mistakes, you know. And, you know, when you're a program that's struggling to get wins, you know, and we know our kids, we have some talent and they know they're athletic and talented. Sometimes you just start pressing. And you know, I hate to, you know, use an analogy of baseball, but you hear, you know, in baseball major leagues, you hear those managers talk about, you know, guys when they go into slumps, hitting slumps, you know, they start pressing. And it's likewise with high school kids right now. You know, our kids know they want to get some wins. So some of them are just trying to do too much, maybe beyond, you know, what they're capable of and putting themselves, you know, in situations that, you know, it affects a team. And so we just have to do our assignment, concentrate on, you know, this game is opening game of districts, you know, and everybody's 0-0 in District 1. And four teams are going to win football games tonight out of our district. You know, four teams are going to be 1-0, and we want to be one of those 1-0 teams, you know, heading, you know, with Creston coming into town next week.
Yep. Let's take a look at this week's matchup now. Winterset's a team they've got quite a bit of turnover. They were a very senior-dominated team last year, had a nice season, were able to make the playoffs. They've kind of had your number the last couple of years as well. But a lot of those kids are gone. One kid that's back, though, is Brendan Caldenberg out of the backfield. He got you for 171 yards on 27 carries last year. But he's got a whole different crew blocking in front of him this year.
Yeah, you know, they had some turnover offensive line-wise, but Coach Sweeney does a great job with the Winterset program. They're going to come out, they're going to establish a run. They're going to run, you know, fullback belly inside. They're going to hit you with lead, counter, and some option and some toss, and that's what they're going to do. You know, I think in their second game, you know, last week they lost a close one to Carlisle, 27-20. You know, they only threw the ball 13 times, and so they're going to line up and run it. And week one, they lost a close game to Norwalk, 7-6, just a missed extra point at the end of the game to keep that from going to overtime. So, and in that game, you know, they threw it about a dozen times. So they're going to line up and run the ball. They know what they are, and they're going to make you stop them. And so I think both teams have that mentality that we, you know, had. It's going to be who can establish the line of scrimmage the best. And, you know, what side, what offensive line can take control of the game is their offense is going to have a chance to put some points on the board. So, you know, Winterset's lost to two quality opponents and two close games. And that's, the, you know, the same story as last year. Last season, both teams were 0-2. Winterset coming here to Trojan Bowl to open up a district play. And they came out with a victory, kind of wore on us. Caldenberg ran for, like you said, 170 yards. And we expect more of the same. We know they're going to give him the ball. His brothers, there's two Caldenbergs. You know, last year his brother was just a sophomore. This year he's a junior, a little more seasoned. We know both those guys run hard, and up front they're going to get into you, and they're going to drive to the whistle. So defensively, we've got to play downhill. Our linebackers have to step up, and we've got to come forward and be on the attack and not sit and wait and try to figure it out. We've got to read our keys you know, believe in what you're reading and then react and not stand around and think. And so and lastly, I guess the Winterset game, special teams are going to be vitally important. Noah Caldenberg, number 24, is a returner, a big play kid, great speed in the open field, good shiftiness. So our punt team and kickoff team, they're going to be huge in this game, and that's something we've stressed all week. So we've got to get down the field and cover.
Yeah, defensively, Winterset has been a team that's had some good success the last few years against the Trojans, and a lot of it seems to be like they're reading and taking chances here and there, because they've had some guys who've been in the backfield an awful lot, just disrupting plays before they really get started. Again, a lot of those kids, the individuals, are gone, but I assume the scheme is probably still the same.
Yeah, you know, defensively, Coach Barker, they do the same thing. You know, they're not going to try to trick you. They line up in their 4-4. You know, they have four down linemen and four linebackers, and they play cover three behind it. They're not going to let you get behind. Their 3 D-backs are going to stay deep and try to keep everything in front of them as far as passes go. And their outside backers do a good job getting out into the flats, trying to take away any kind of slant passes, any inside pass. So you're going to have to work the edges on a passing game. And up front, you know, they do a good job initiating contact. They get off the ball, and their linebackers, when they see run, you know, they don't hesitate. They come downhill. So linemen. Our linemen are going to have to really get off the ball and do a good job on our double team blocks and working the backers and our running backs. We're going to have to value the football. You know, this is going to be a game where turnovers is going to be a key to the game. You know, that is in any game, but we think this game, especially field position and turnovers, are probably going to be a deciding factor in the outcome.
Well, this will be one of the rare games where you'll probably be just a little bit bigger in the line than the other team, too, and need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, you know, Winterset, they're not overly big. Like I said, they graduated some big kids last year. This year, their line's probably pretty similar to ours. You know, I think they have, about four kids just at 200 pounds and maybe a couple more that are, you know, maybe in that 220 range, and that's real similar to us. You know, not huge up front, but good athletes that move, and we'll get into you. So, it is going to be a game played in the trenches. We think both teams, have some good skill players. We like our skill players. We said their receivers look better this year and their cornerbacks are better. It is going to be a game up front, and hopefully we can take advantage of our slight, of the line and get into them and set the tone early.
Coach, I know you get into a football season, you start to see some of those little dings and things add up a little bit. How are we on the injury front?
Yeah, unfortunately, last week, Austin Stevens, number 19, when we got down on that opening drive of the third quarter, on third down, gave him a dive play, and he was fighting for extra yards, and his leg got caught in a pile and rolled up and tore his ligament in his knee, and so he's going to have surgery. And, you feel bad for any kid that has to go through an injury, and even worse for a senior and a kid that really loves football and was really playing hard. And one of our kids coming over from Walnut and just had a great attitude, and so we really feel for Austin and, just that he's not going to be able to play a senior season. And, and on the other side, offensively, we've had a few nicks and bruises. Jake Dvorak running at tailback had a kind of a AC sprain in his shoulder, kind of fighting through that a little bit. So, in any season, you're going to get nicks and bruises. So we have a lot of guys that are kind of banged up. So, but come Friday, the game here tonight, we've just got to put that all behind you and focus on the next play. And you can't worry about, something's a little painful, you've got to fight through that. So hopefully we come out with the mindset that, we're going to give everything we have for the team and fight for a victory tonight in our first district game.
Well, we do know the weather will be a whole lot better tonight than it was last week, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
That's Tim Duff, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. Again, game time 7:30 tonight. We're on the air with our pregame show at 6:45. You'll hear more from Coach Duff and also from Coach Zach Sweeney of Winterset at that time. And in case you can't catch it on the radio, you can always catch it on the web anywhere in the world at KJAN.com. So again, that's coming up tonight at 7:30 kickoff. It'll be Brett Johnson and Chris Parks with the call to the ball game tonight for you. That'll do it for Trojan Preview. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on KJAN.